this is James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And today you're listening to secret number 38. Now, why is secret number 38 important? Well, you know what? As I actually narrate this, and I'm thinking out loud as I speak into the microphone here, something happened that I knew was going to happen, but it's finally happened now. And I want to talk about that today. It's a little bit out of the loop from what we were covering, but I think I can tie it in to your business, and hopefully it will make sense to you. And one of the things that I've always strived for, well, when you consider, I started doing webcasting and video with my wife's first site called Weekend Crafts about 4 years ago, where I learned how to do this. And the reason I did that is because I've been a trainer and a speaker for the past 10 to 11 years. Professional speaker, professional member of Canadian Association of Professional Speakers. I've been a trainer for a long time, trained a lot of people. And really, I wanted to make sure that not only could I get information to people in a neat way, I wanted to train people. I wanted to put people in a position or a state to act as they don't act today, to be able to take action on ideas and tactics and strategies. And the best way I found to do that is actually teach as opposed to present some information. And what I did is, after I got into all of this webcasting stuff, I figured out some really neat ways to take what I was doing in the classroom and actually do it online. And that's why I love the whiteboard sessions. The whiteboard multimedia boardcasts I've been doing for 2.5 years now, and I've got over 100 hours of content done, and in excess of, I believe, close to 300 sessions now. So I've been doing this for a long while, and I knew at some point that some of the other marketers would start to figure out what I was doing. And how do I know that? Well, because they've all been buying my product. I've got a number of top internet marketers, names that you would recommend, have bought 52 products into 52 days. A lot of them have bought multimedia ebooks. A lot of them are phoning me asking me, how can you do that whiteboard thing? How do you do that whiteboard? What's involved? How do I make it happen? And, you know, I base my business on having content for training. And some people are starting to get into multimedia. I think they're doing it wrong. They're allowing people to download it and giving it to people as opposed to webcasting. And that'll be another session in itself right there. But there's about learning. It's about learning. And it's about differentiating the delivery of your information or your product or your service. And my goal was always to do it differently than everyone else. See, there's a ton of good books available. There's lots of good information available. But if you can deliver the same information in a different and unique way, you can make your business stand out. Now, I'm talking about information right now, but does this have to do with products and services? Yeah, absolutely. If you can provide the same product with a little bit of a twist on it, it'll make your business grow. If you can deliver a service a little bit differently than everyone else, it'll make your business grow. Now, I'll give you an example. You know, it was said that ice cream was invented 2000 BC, but it took until the 1800s for someone to develop a cone. It took the same thing, ice cream. They just changed the delivery a little bit. And you know how big ice cream cones are now, especially with summer coming. So that's just an example of combining things and making the delivery a little bit unique. Still selling ice cream, but we're going to deliver it in a little bit different way. Now, I sell information, and my goal was to deliver the information in a different way. I didn't want to have to write all sorts of text, all sorts of books, because writing text is great and text is important. I'm not saying it's not. However, if you only use text to convey or to use as a transferring agent for transferring information and content for teaching, it takes a really long time to learn the same amount of information as opposed to when you involve the ear and the eyes and the text and you get people to do stuff while they're going on it. That's why I use all the screen captures. That's why I use the whiteboard. You get to see the text, you get to hear it, and you get to see the pictures. And you dramatically reduce the amount of time that you need to learn the same information. So you can jam a whole bunch of information, the same information that a lot of other people are selling, but it's delivered in a different way. It's done in a unique way. Now, how am I going to bring this in for landing? Well, as I mentioned, lots of people have been buying my products and services that have been delivered this way, and I get calls every day from other top marketers now who are trying to figure out how I'm delivering it. And one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to see some copycats, some people that are copying what I'm doing. And you know what? That's fine, because they're not necessarily trainers. They're not speakers. They're people that may have be able to regurgitate information, but they don't know how to transfer and how to train. So the delivery technology, some people might be able to copy, a couple people, not many, but it's getting people to do what they're not already doing to move them towards their goal, that's important. And I want you to think about that with your small business, whether you're selling lobsters or sewing supplies, whether you're selling information or services, it doesn't really matter. How can you differentiate the delivery, the service, the product? How can you differentiate one little piece of that to make yourself stand out? This is James Maduk speaking. You've been listening to Secret 38 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. I hope you enjoyed this secret. Expect the best.